Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ethan,
Yu Chen,
and Ava,
with your 11 a.m. Zlines.
In local news, councils across Queensland have been discovering forgotten roads and footpaths during audits in the last 5 years. A report from the Queensland Audit Office had found missing resources and projects to the tune of $1.4 billion in the years from 2020 to 2025. Councils are investigating the reports and will be able to keep tabs on the projects going forward. The city of Moreton Bay posited that the projects were largely contributed assets from developers asked to build public infrastructure. In such circumstances, the council admits that the changing of ownership of the projects can lead to them being forgotten.
More in local news, Deputy President of the Fair Work Commission, Nicholas Lake, has pushed back against the narrative that Queensland Rail's shutdown was union sabotage, instead claiming the disruption is of Queensland Rail's own making. This comes after a 7.5 hour long mediation session between the 7 unions involved and the Queensland Rail, the result being reported as no closer to any agreement or deal. Rail, Tram and Bus Union Queensland State Secretary Peter Allen says it could be 6 weeks before all issues were resolved. Queensland Rail Chief Executive Kat Stapleton is hopeful that the people will find a way to resolve this and resume the full services for the state. However, Deputy Premier and Industrial Relations Minister Jared Blay has made strong statement against the union's decisions, with Mr. Blay saying, quote, "We are in a fuel crisis, and yet the unions have deliberately sabotaged the rail network."
In national news, how does the Australian meat industry contribute to the climate solution rather than the problem? Cattle farmers like Charlie Arnott and a growing community of sustainability-minded pastoralists are working on a solution together, embracing regenerative agriculture. Instead of spreading his shorthorn cattle out across his 5,000 acres of land, Arnott keeps his livestock together in larger groups and rotates them through the pastures. The idea is to let them manure, fertilize the soil, and their hooves churn up the groups to create divots for new growth, before the pasture is left for an extended period to regenerate. He also planted the trees across his property, which in turn provided shade for cattle, mulch for the land, and bring windbreaks to safeguard his dirt. In 2020, Australia's National Farmer Federation, or ANFF, threw conditional support behind an economy-wide target for net zero emissions by 2050. Meat and Livestock Australia is aiming for carbon neutrality by 2030. The ANFF says regenerative agriculture is a key part of the sector's plan to reduce emissions, and the organisation wants to reward farmers for undertaking sustainable land management practices.
In international news, Punch the Monkey is drawing large groups of tourists to Ichikawa City Zoo in Chiba, Japan. Punch is a Japanese macaque and was born at the facility last July. He was abandoned by his mother soon after and was raised by zookeepers instead. The zoo gave Punch an orangutan plushie, which he carries everywhere and clung to as if it was his mother. In January, Punch was allowed to join other macaques in a shared habitat. He initially struggled to integrate, but is socializing more now. On Tuesday, Children's Day in Japan, visitors crowded around the macaque habitat. They were happy to watch Punch groomed by other monkeys and clung to zookeepers. A zoo official said Punch is spending less time alone and with the plushie. He said he is glad visitors are rooting for Punch to be accepted by the herd, even though it means he will carry the plushie less.
Other international news, quote, "Lasers, hawks, and even guns haven't solved the pigeon problem," according to Sidney Loeb. By some estimates, there are almost 3 million pigeons residing in London, which has the highest pigeon population in the country. Across the UK, councils use bird spikes, wire netting, glue, deterrent laser systems, electric wire, traps, shooting, poisoning, and hide hawks. However, the National Pigeon Advocacy Association, or NPAA, believe in an avian utopia. The vision: an empty council flat in each of the UK's major cities, a row of shelving mimicking the look of a cliff's edge, containing side-by-side plywood roasting boxes for the birds, a heaven for feral pigeons. Every few days, a volunteer stops by to replace recently fertilized eggs with decoy eggs, destroying the originals. This leads to fewer pigeons being born overall, without confusing or distressing the mother pigeons, and decreases the flock to manageable size. The public seem to want humane treatment for pigeons now too, with more people adopting pigeons as pets, and the birds serving as inspiration for culture, fashion, nail art, and hair color as of recent years.
For your weather today, Brisbane is expected to be bright and sunny. It's currently 17 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5.9, which is also in the moderate band.
That's all for your news for 11 a.m. Thank you for having us. It's been an immense honour and privilege to be on, bring news to your ears every week. We've been your Friday's headlines, signing off for the last time.
With Ethan,
Charlie,
Yuchen,
Dan,
Asha,
and Ava. Zedlines will be back on Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.